Pat, first of all, I trust you and yours are doing well in these pandemic times. And, you know, I'll just simply ask you, as much as you can you give us an update on where negotiations are right now and where you see them going?
Well, Jeff, I'm happy to report that personally, me and my family are safe and healthy. I hope it's the same for you and as many of your listeners as possible. This is certainly an unprecedented set of circumstances we find ourselves in personally and professionally. So our prayers go out to all those. And I was listening before we came on about the work to support the frontliners and those most vulnerable, and I applaud that effort as well. We have much of that going on across minor league baseball down here in the lower 48. We are continuing to negotiate with Major League Baseball. I don't think it's going to be a secret that the landscape of minor league baseball is going to look much different under this new vision and view of the commissioner and the owners of Major League Baseball. It's premature and irresponsible for me to go into many details, Jeff, but I can tell you that it's going to be a new look. And we're just trying to work through the details of what that new look is exactly going to entail. And the talks continue. We are all committed to getting a deal. And what that deal looks like exactly remains to be determined.
You know, Pat, understanding that you can't go, that you are in mid-negotiation, you can't go into specifics, but in kind of broad strokes, you know, if we are looking at a realignment of minor league baseball and to some degree a contraction, what are the determining factors going to be in terms of which teams, you know, it's, again, whatever league they might play in or might wind up playing in, which teams, which cities might continue as minor league affiliated minor league baseball teams and which will not? Like, what's that dividing line?
It's a bright line in the sand. It's whatever MLB wants.
Really?
Yeah.
So they will determine, they will say, yes, we want this one. No, we don't want that one.
That's very possible. We are continuing to talk about selection process, but they have a vision and they have a view of what they want. And, you know, we're working through the negotiations involved in that.
Pat, again, understanding you can't give out specifics, but in general terms, what differentiates a franchise or a minor league team, Major League Baseball, would like to keep an operation versus a team they wouldn't? Is it geography? Is it economics? Is it new ballpark? Is it ownership? In a general sense, what would you say, when this what would you say would be the defining characteristics of the minor league teams that are still standing?
You know, yeah, Jeff, your knowledge is spot on. I think it's all of those. I mean, it's not unreasonable for Major League Baseball to want, or anybody, to want to put your employees in the best situation possible from a facility standpoint, from a travel standpoint, you know, not only for the players, but the ease of the Major League organization to get to those players. You want a good, stable operation. You want, you know, certainty and security, and you want these players taken care of. So, you know, I think all of those go into the selection. You know, where you play, what facility you play in, how the club's operated. And I think those are all fair criteria because, you know, they're putting in their assets, these players who are, you know, trying to develop. And you know, it's not an easy life being a minor league player. And you know, so I don't have fault in their criteria at all. I think it's a reasonable one. And we have always been committed to trying very, very hard to meet that criteria.
I know it's a bit of a hypothetical here, and I know it's tough to go back in time, but how badly did the COVID-19 crisis exacerbate this? Meaning, would we have seen less contraction had this pandemic not happened?
I don't think the pandemic affected the outcome of these negotiations one iota.
So we're in the same place now that we would have been 3 months ago.
without the pandemic, we'd have probably had this wrapped up. You know, so to say it didn't impact the outcome from, I think what you're going to see is deal points. You know, this is a horrible situation, and it has certainly impacted, you know, baseball, major league, minor league. It's done a lot of things to put life in perspective for us. But as far as the kind of deal that you'll see at the end, I don't think the pandemic affected it at all.
Did it affect the political dynamic at all in the United States, though? Because there was a fair bit of political support mobilizing behind minor league baseball operators before the pandemic, and obviously there are other priorities out there right now, and it might have got lost in the shuffle. Did that change things?
I will say this. Our support in Congress has been there. In fact, it's grown. But, I mean, let's be realistic about it. The country, you know, has priorities now that are different than when we started down this path. I don't think that the pandemic's impact in Congress was a factor in how this deal turns out as much as, you know, the distraction to some other things that we're going to need after this deal. I got no bones about that. I mean, let's face it, the country and the world's in a really tough spot right now. And we rightfully so should have been secondary on some people's minds. I am very proud of the fact that despite everything that's going on, our support in Congress remains very strong.
Pat, as I look at this from a distance, one of the things that strikes me about where we are now is we are negotiating, essentially. We're trying to figure out which teams are going to live and which teams aren't going to live as minor league teams, as affiliated minor league teams. We're also doing it at a time where, you know, I don't need to tell you this, we quite frankly may not have, there may not be people sitting in any minor league parks this summer, right? It's a regional thing. There are some regions where that could be the case, but there will certainly be regions where it won't be. Do we have any idea, or do you have any idea at all about, in terms of a number, just what the economic impact on a season without baseball, without fans in the stands, pardon me, could have on some of the various minor leagues? Like, I'm looking at teams like Buffalo, which that's a big stadium in a big city. There has to be an economic impact there.
Well, there's no question. I mean, the infrastructure cost, and not the physical plant infrastructure, but the operating cost of a ball club is a 12-month proposition. And these franchises are very strong and very stable when they work and when they run. These things are not modeled to sit still and sit idle. So we're seeing, you know, a lot of government support through the Payroll Protection Program. We're seeing EDIL money, loans, different things, Small Business Administration loans. These are Band-Aids, and there's tremendous economic impact, Jeff. And it's going to continue into 2021 and 2022, because you look at an operation who was pre-sold. If you have no games or no way to convert those sales to maybe digital exposures to salvage some of that revenue, you are either going to have to return money or do make goods, and the make goods will come in 2021, and you only have so much inventory, so you're going to have to continue to push out what is new revenue. So I've got grave concerns. You know, I've got grave concerns, and if I were able to list for you clubs that I have grave concerns about, and you went to our press releases and looked at the highest in attendance, the largest gross revenues, the most merchandise sold, all of those things, you would find a great number of clubs who I'm concerned about at the top of those kind of lists. And so, you know, that is the impact of the pandemic. And the thing that is so frustrating, and again, we're just one small business sector in an economy that is strangled. It's out of our control, but this pandemic is not subjective. Major League Baseball's plan was subjective. This pandemic goes across 160 clubs, 159 in the U.S. and Vancouver, and it does not discriminate on what classification you are, what kind of facility you have, or what kind of operation you run. the economic impact of this, as bad as the MLB negotiations could turn out, the impact on of this pandemic is far worse. So I have grave concerns, guys. And you know, we're going to negotiate a deal, and we're going to have a certain number of clubs that are going to play into the future. My concern is are we going to be able to fill that bill given the economic status? Now, we're working with Congress. Congress has been great to try to get some, you know, lifelines and some support. And it just shows to me, it's gratifying that, you know, our members of Congress, our cities, our communities value these enough to be in the conversation of receiving some kind of loan, some kind of low interest loan that will allow us to bridge the gap. Because quite honestly, PPP, the protection plan on payroll, the EDIL, it's a Band-Aid. It's a Band-Aid on a gushing hemorrhage, but we gladly take it and realize that the powers that be are helping us as much as they can. But I've got grave concerns about what we look like when we open up. And another thing is, you know, our model is reliant on fans in the stands. Major sports with media income, all they've got to do is produce something for TV, and the revenue stream, that tap turns back on, and revenues will flow, or revenues they've already received, they can keep. We don't have that luxury. We sell tickets, we sell hot dogs, and we sell, you know, game experience. So, you know, as tough as it is for the major sports with anywhere from 32 to 34 franchises, we've got 160 in multiple states with multiple jurisdictions. And, you know, we're going to play as many games as we can, if we can. And I sent a note to, you know, my clubs earlier this week. You know, unfortunately, there are more unknowns than knowns, more questions than answers. We hope, you know, that in 30 days we'll have a better view. You know, I would love to say we're going to get in half a season. We're going to have to push it back, and it'll be a July, August, we'll play all of September. We'll get 90 days to play 70 games. You know, at this point, gentlemen, that's pie in the sky. That's hope. And we'll just have to see. You know, number one priority is the safety of the fans and the communities and the players and the executives. You know, I understand what's happening to our business, but no single life is worth risking the safety and the health of those people for whatever dollars we might be able to salvage.
Hey, Pat, listen, it was really good of you to join us. I know it's, boy, it's, you know, you paint a pretty stark picture there, a realistic picture, but a stark picture. And, you know, we wish, I mean, you know how we feel about minor league baseball here. You know, we grew up on it. So, you know, best of luck. And hopefully the next time we talk, we're talking about the resumption of minor league baseball. And
well, know, things, I look forward to that opportunity. Yeah. Hey, thanks for thinking of us, and thanks for pulling for us in all ways. And you guys have been a great friend to the organization, and we look forward to our next conversation.